Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
In this episode of My Seven Chakras, I wanted to explore my understanding of community, inclusivity, and connection. You see, I've been referring to all of you as Action Tribe for many years now, and I don't take this term lightly. Deep down, it stems from my own yearning and wanting to feel included and accepted as part of a tribe and community. In this episode, I wanted to share with you my backstory of how I found connection, community, and acceptance from unexpected places. So if you're a listener of our show and you consider yourself a member of Action Tribe, then I sense that you will like this episode.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
The year was 2006, and I had enrolled in an undergraduate degree program in a city called Pune, which is about 4 hours from my home city of Mumbai. I was a young adult and I wanted to move away from home because I was feeling stuck and stagnant living at home with my parents, and I wanted to experience life on my own, independently and in an unfamiliar city, and embark on an adventure. The first few months were exciting because everything was new, and this place was at the edge of a forest with lots of green trees, fresh cool air, new and friendly faces, and brand new experiences, something I had never seen before. But soon I realized that people were beginning to form their own exclusive cliques and little circles, and many of them were based on regions. So people from Pune were in one group, people from the city of Mumbai in another group, people from Hyderabad had a group, people from Delhi and the north had their own group, and so on and so forth. It didn't feel right to me, because the whole point of enrolling in an international university was to meet, share, and connect with people who seem to be different from you, from different parts of the world. In retrospect, I don't blame them, because in an unfamiliar territory, it's a natural instinct to stick to your own and be close to that which is familiar. But somehow, this didn't sit with me, and I found myself without a quote-unquote tribe to be part of. And this phase was hard for me, because I felt lonely, a bit sad, isolated from my home, and like I was not good enough to be part of a group. So I took some time to go deep and introspect about my current situation. Somehow I felt that this was a spiritual journey, and that the universe was trying to tell me something or nudge me in a certain direction. And then I asked myself, how can I make the most of this situation? How can I enrich my experience in this new city and build my own little tribe and community that will provide me the connection that I seek? And then I had this epiphany. I realized that the international students who had come to Pune were also probably feeling a bit alone and unaccepted in a new country, new language, and no familiar community to connect with. So I took this as an opportunity to reach out to some of them. The first person I met was Khalid Bashir Salih Hussein, an African from Sudan. Now, prior to this, I didn't know much about Africa. I knew what I knew about the continent on the map and some of its countries, but I hadn't met any African person in person. I had only seen African Americans on screen, but I didn't know much about Africans from the continent of Africa. And Khalid was a kind-hearted person, a gracious individual, and we seemed to get along. He invited me to his home, and we chatted for hours and hours, and I got to have some Sudanese food, which, by the way, is amazing. I got to hear about his culture, their beliefs, their values, music, history, and so much more. We used to hang out a lot, and on some occasions, smoke a joint, which made conversations and food even more relaxed, blissful, and easy. He was like a elder brother to me, and his friendship opened my mind to a new level of understanding and awareness that I'm so grateful for. During this phase, I also reached out to an Indian community from the extreme northeastern hills of Meghalaya, a place called Shillong. For some reason, and although this is slowly changing, there was a lack of acceptance of northeastern people by mainstream Indians, which I always felt was weird. They were also considered a bit foreign and different in their own country, which is weird. But I wanted to make friends with them. So I reached out to some of them to get to know them better. So I met Johnson, Vernon, and Alwyn, and my mind was once again expanded. They were such an amazing group of people, so much like me, because they loved music, alternative rock, they had some amazing food, and they were fun, loving people. I actually started a rock band with Alwyn, and we named it Who Cares. We played some Linkin Park, Green Day, and a few other covers, and we hung out a lot, and we became good friends. And the funny thing is that some people called us Harold and Kumar. He was Harold, and I was Kumar. The more I trusted my intuition, the more I pushed out of my comfort zone, and the more I reached out, the more friends I made from around the world. I recognized unity in diversity. Among all these different people, who seemed to look a bit different, but deep down were just like me. I also met students from Bhutan. As many of you might know, Bhutan is a country that borders India and is known for its beautiful mountains, tranquil monasteries, and peace-loving people. I made two friends, Dendup and Subarna, who were diametrically opposite individuals. Dendup was more quiet, reserved kind of guy, whereas Subarna was a bit more intense at times, but overall a chilled-out guy who loved hip-hop music, watching movies, and enjoying life. I learned so much about Bhutan and life through these guys whenever I would hang out with them. And once again, they added another dimension to my undergraduate studies in Pune. And from time to time, I would smoke up with my friends out in the woods or by my balcony in the summer afternoon without a care in the world, listening to the Beatles and just feeling an eternity in a single minute. Have you ever felt like time just froze and time was just still? And then all of a sudden feeling so hungry that you could eat for three people, or sometimes bursting out laughing for nothing at all? Well, those were the days. And at one point, I was also a member of the student organization called AISEC, A-I-S-E-C, where I met interns from all over the world. Turkey, Poland, China, Canada, Germany, USA, and more. I got to hang out with them party with them, speak with them, and learn so much about their countries and their cultures. And what that did for me was further open my mind to people of different stories, different backgrounds, and somewhere deep down, I felt the yearning to travel abroad and have my own adventure. So, what did I learn from all these different experiences? And what does this mean for my seven chakras and the Action Tribe movement? Firstly, I learned that no matter where you're from, all we want sometimes is just to feel accepted and seen in a group. That's it. And especially when we are in an unfamiliar territory, maybe a new city, a new state, a new country, it's sometimes hard because no one knows you and people consider you strange or different. This is actually an opportunity for a few to go out of their way and make these newcomers feel welcome and seen, because in doing so, they are doing the work of a healer. The second thing I learned is that although we might look different, different hair, different eyes, color of skin, language, background, ethnicity, or gender, we do have more similarities than differences. We all enjoy a good meal. We enjoy a nice joke, good music that goes beyond words, and we appreciate the kindness of a smile, a hug, or a pat on the back. So why not come together by celebrating our diversity and knowing how we each can enrich the experience of our communities or group through our own unique perspectives, our traditions, and our knowledge. And that's exactly what I hope to create with Action Tribe, a place where a person from anywhere in the world and from any walk of life can feel at home, can feel seen and heard and recognized as a kindred spirit doing his or her own best with what he or she has in the present moment. And my goal is to provide each of you the tools, the techniques, the methods, and the principles to firstly reduce the stress that you might be experiencing right now. Clear away any limiting beliefs that are holding you back from your ideal life and help you realize your true potential and experience the bliss and the euphoria that you deserve, my friend. And the way that I can help you right now is through a one-on-one 75-minute breath work journey. I do classes as well, but I feel that these one-on-one sessions are really powerful in helping me create a transformation with the people that I work with. I'm experimenting with abundance right now. So I've made these sessions completely donation-based so that I can learn to trust in the process of giving and receiving. So you can pay what is comfortable to you and what your intuition tells you. But especially if you're an entrepreneur, a leader, a business owner or a visionary, and you feel stuck, stagnant, or limited in some way, then let me help you move through your blockages with some talk exploration, guided meditation, brainwave music, and breath work. And when I combine all of these amazing tactics and some other tools that I have in my toolkit, transformation is possible. And I've seen it happen. I have a few spots available for this coming week, so you can take a look at my calendar at my7chakras.com/breathworkcoaching. It's my7chakras.com/breathworkcoaching. And if you enjoyed this session or some of the ideas that I shared with you, then please give us a rating and review on iTunes, because it makes such a huge difference. It lets the algorithm know that, you know, some people are enjoying this episode, and that's when they decide to show our episode to more people. And finally, to read the entire show notes for this episode, including all the links that I have referred to in this session, then visit my7chakras.com/417. my7chakras.com/417. I hope you have a great day, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my seven chakras.com.